Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to another episode of Technology Espresso. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Welcome, everyone. Today's episode, we're going to be talking with Paris Gamble, who's going to share with us some innovative solutions
. Welcome to another edition of Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. Dave and Jacqueline bring you up close and personal to the innovators, contributors, and creative minds in and around technology today. Visit our website portal at www.technologyespresso.com. There you will find a full list of our broadcasts from all across the technology spectrum, our social media handles, and related content. So sit back with Dave and Jacqueline as they serve up Technology Espresso, fast, hot, and intense.
Hello, and welcome everyone to another episode of Technology Espresso Radio. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and I'm excited today. Our guest is Paris Gamble. Hello, Paris.
How are you doing this morning?
I am doing excellent. To our audience, we are very excited. We're going to be talking about innovative and creative educational and learning and career readiness tools for young people and to help parents to help them help with those conversations and engage them. So I'm very excited to hear Paris share this exciting thing about it. And I have to thank social media and technology for even linking Paris and I together for this opportunity. So very excited. I'm looking forward to learning some new things as myself, as well as just the great opportunity to share this with our audience. So Paris, just kick us off. Why don't you give us some of your background, your background in STEM, and then tell us a little bit about how lifestyle learning came about.
Sure. So to begin with, I was one of those kids that fell in love with the Apollo space program, so I'm going to date myself a little bit. I love the way the rockets took off. I was just really enthusiastic about that. And so as a result, I wanted to become the first black astronaut. So I talked to my dad at that point, and I asked him what was going to be required. And he said that I either needed to be an engineer or I needed to go ahead and, you know, go through the Air Force. So as part of that preparation, I started taking every hard math and science class I could get my hands on. And so that led me to major in electrical engineering in college. Now, unfortunately, like most young people, I was very immature at that time, and so my grades were up and down, and I didn't end up getting an electrical engineering degree. As it turns out, I got a liberal arts degree, but it's a BS degree instead of a BA degree because of all of the science and math classes that I had. I also went on to get my master's degree in management science. So many of you are asking, how does that translate into a STEM career? So my normal day-to-day job is I install payroll and human resource systems in hospitals. So if you're familiar with systems like Oracle, PeopleSoft, SAP, Lawson, I implement those types of systems, a very technical job. And the reason why I can do that job is I've got the background in math and science to understand what needs to be done. And so I actually am doing a STEM job without necessarily a STEM degree because I've had the classes and the skill sets and the other things to go ahead and do that. And so as a result of that, I'm very much involved in wanting to get more and more young people involved in the STEM career fields, because those are some of the highest paying career fields. They're also some of the most challenging and interesting, and we need those young people in those fields.
Absolutely.
So to answer the question about what is lifestyle learning and how did I come to that, I'm a parent of two kids. I've got a son and a daughter. And when my son was a sophomore in high school, I asked him that same question that all parents ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? And so I got very frustrated with the answer, I don't know, I'm not sure. And so I changed the conversation to, why don't you tell me how you want to live your life? And so my son started to describe the things that he felt he needed in his life, clothing, transportation, housing, food. And by the time he got through, I told him, you're going to need about $60,000 to get out of my house. And so I asked him, do you know what occupations will generate that type of income and what skills you need to master along the way? And so for the first time, we could have a non-threatening conversation about his future and maybe the role that math and science played in his future. And so simply put, lifestyle learning is a philosophy around using someone's perceived lifestyle to go ahead and motivate them toward academic and career choices. And I started this, really to go ahead and solve a problem for one person in my household, which was my son.
Awesome. And, and I know a lot of parents can relate to what you're saying. It's like, you have to sit down and have that STEM talk, the STEM talk, and it's sometimes tricky. And like you said, you get a lot of the shrug of the shoulders and the nonchalant. But as you said, think about what type of lifestyle you live, and usually it's reflective of what parents have provided for them, and figure out how you're going to provide it for yourself, if not better. So I love that concept. So your own proof of concept was right there in your own home. So I like one of the quotes as I look at your website, and I want to share with my audience that go to lifestyle-learning.com. Again, lifestyle-learning.com. And please take a tour and get to know more about lifestyle learning. And like you, in your introduction on lifestyle learning, you mentioned that, you have to get past with a lot of young people. They don't love math and science, but it's, again, like you said, connecting them to the lifestyle they want. But you also have a portion here on your website that talks about why STEM is important. So how does that part of the conversation go?
Sure. So right now, we know, we have forecast that we're going to need X amount of STEM-related jobs, or science, technology, engineering, and math-related jobs, by the year 2020. And so part of the problem is we don't have enough young people coming into the pipeline to go ahead and fill those forecasted needs. Engineering, nursing, all of those various occupations, they rely on some math and science skills. So when you go to talk to a young person and you say, hey, we need an engineer, do you want to be an engineer? That's not the conversation that you can have with them to entice them to go ahead and follow that particular path. You've got to go ahead and get them hooked, and you've got to go ahead and get them connected. And so one of the things that I'm attempting to do with all of the tools developed under the Lifestyle Learning umbrella is to answer that one question that all kids have. Why is algebra or geometry or physics or whatever the class is, why is it important to me and my future? When we talk about dropouts, most kids drop out because they can't connect their education to their future life. And so what I'm trying to do with that, with a series of tools, is answer that question. Do you want to know why algebra is important? Here are the skills and here are the abilities that you develop from algebra that you're going to need later on in life in this particular occupation. And so I think it's very important because we have a shortage of those particular positions, and we forecasted the need over the next, 10 or so years of what we need, and we don't have enough in the pipeline right now.
Excellent, excellent point. And so let's talk about some of the ways that you're coming at, exposing and some of the tools that you're using, because you're coming at this from a unique perspective. There's lifestyle learning applications, there's lifestyle learning comics, and there's lifestyle learning music. So break each one of those down for us.
Sure. I'll start with the application because that's what started the whole thing. So after that initial conversation with my son, I thought about, okay, well, let me put this together from a methodology standpoint and see if I can put together a framework for how this could work. And so at that time, the thinking is, well, you can talk to people about it, but that's not the same thing. And so I wanted an application. And so the lifestyle learning application is really a combination of several items. So one, there's a very engaging survey. That survey essentially asks you, what things do you need in your life? I ask you where you want to live. I ask you what type of housing you want, your apartment, house. I ask you your eating habits. Do you want to buy groceries? Do you want to eat out? I ask you about your transportation. What is your dream car, your dream vehicle? I ask you about family life. Do you want kids? Do you want pets? And then I finally ask you about luxuries. After that, I go ahead and generate an index. I link that index back to the occupations that could generate that lifestyle. I link those occupations back to the college curriculums or VOTECs that would be part of that path, and then I link that back to the middle school or high school classes that you need to start taking to be good in that particular occupation or career. So simply speaking, the lifestyle learning application won't teach anyone how to do math or science better, but what it will do is reveal a motivation. If you want that lifestyle of $100,000 and you want this big house and you want this big car, these are the occupations that you'll have to major in, or these are the occupations that you'll need to work in to get it, and this is the path to that. And this is reality of the things or the courses that you're going to have to take and be good at to get to that particular point. So the application, as I said, it will go ahead and survey and indicate an interest or a lifestyle. I provide the ability to go ahead and do career exploration on any one of those occupations that will generate that lifestyle. If you're a middle school or high school student, then I have an online game where you're actually building your curriculum each year from the sixth grade to the seventh grade, from the seventh grade to the eighth grade, so on and so forth. And then at the end, I have a data repository of all of the decisions that you made in the application. And I've designed the application with the parent in mind. It's the parents that have the kids that are having the difficulty in school. And so there are reports that you can look at, that you can sit down and look at with your son or daughter. If you're a guidance counselor, there are reports that you can look at with the class. If you're a teacher, there are reports that you can go over. So it's very, I'm going to say, not intensive, but very engaging. But the application is meant for a young person to have their own aha moment and then reach out to their parents or to their teachers and say, hey, I know what lifestyle I want. I have some idea now what I want to be. Can you help me down that path? And so that's one of the tools. In talking about the STEM career comic book, I created a comic book called David Software Engineer. David Software Engineer is a story about a middle school kid who becomes a software engineer, and it tells a story about him and his friends and all of the things that he runs into and that he deals with. And so the comic is very engaging, and when you talk about kids, sometimes they don't want to read what's in the textbook to get the point. And so the comic book is fun. It's engaging. It allows them to go ahead and actually become part of the story. They can identify with the characters, whether it's main characters or supporting characters. Along the way, I give them a lot of information about that particular career and some examples of what happens. At the end of the comic book, I provide a list of the key abilities, knowledges, and skills, and I map it back to the individual middle school and high school classes that they need to begin taking. So, again, that they have a path. That mapping structure doesn't exist anywhere in the United States. And so, again, I'm trying to use motivation to go ahead and hook them. If they're willing to read the comic and that they can identify with the characters, then maybe they will decide, I want a little bit more information about this particular occupation or career. Again, comic books, visual graphics, a good way to go ahead and reach young people. Another good way to reach young people is through music. And so I grew up during the time of Schoolhouse Rock. You know, you would go home and you would listen to those songs and you would see the videos and the jingle stayed in your head. And so I wanted to do something similar with STEM. So I went ahead and created STEM-focused lyrics. I've got two compilations. One is about STEM in general, and one is about geometry. And then I took those lyrics, and now they're laid on top of the latest genres of music. So rock, reggae, country, R&B, rap, with the hopes that you can start playing this music a little bit earlier, and then maybe it will have some impact as a particular student moves forward. Or you can use the music with regard to certain classes. You're taking geometry, and you can use it as a precursor. But again, I'm trying to use something that the kids are familiar with and that they like, and that's music, you know, games with regard to the application. And so I'm trying to make use of all of these things that kids like that nobody's taking advantage of when you think about current teaching and current teaching materials.
Absolutely. And this is right in line. We're really at the cusp. We really have to push forward with the education kind of revolution here, because some of the old ways of reaching and motivating students isn't working clearly. And parents in some cases have to take matters in their own hands, and this is an opportunity to, whether or not the school system is caught up with what the wave of STEM, then the parents can use lifestyle learning to augment that and to get the student's mind in the game. Something that you said that resonates with a message we often say too is, you know, parents think about, you know, sending their kids off to college, getting them ready for college. But the concept, really, we need to get them ready for careers, because you go to college and end up finding yourself, like you were talking about, coming out with a degree where there isn't a demand. When they walk out with these STEM degrees, we know that there's going to be the open positions, there's going to be a plethora for them to kind of pick and choose. And in some ways, and one of the things that we said in one of our recent campaigns, that parents have to start preparing their children for careers that don't even exist, for a future, you know, that is full of possibilities, but it's all going to hinge off of that STEM education. And something you mentioned too, you know, the science, technology, engineering, and math, it's teaching you a way of problem solving, that critical thinking. So, like you said, even though you didn't have a STEM degree, you were able to take the math and the science knowledge that you had, and now you're able to apply it, and you were able to carve out your path and your niche within STEM. So just kudos to you for your success and for this very innovative idea that you've come up, lifestyle learning. And so, again, to our audience, lifestyle-learning.com, please come by and visit and check out, under products, all three of these levels of training opportunities for you, and to share and to with your family and even your extended family. You know, I'm watching the website as there's all of these different accolades kind of flashing on the screen. Talk to us about, as you've exposed this to people and shared it with people, some of the reactions and how you've already gotten it out to people.
Sure. So with regard to the application is still being developed, and I hope that by early February it will be ready to beta test. But what I initially did early on is I put together a concept video, and then I went ahead and reached out to educators, teachers, parents, some young people, and I had them watch the video and say, okay, this is the problem that I'm attempting to solve. This is how I'm intending to solve it. Can you give me some feedback on what you think? And the feedback has been very positive, specifically from parents, because parents can identify with how they felt when they were that very same age. I've had many parents tell me, you know, what you're developing, I wish it was around when I was a young person, because I had no idea, you know, how to get from point A to point B. I didn't know a lot about occupations and careers. I didn't know what was necessary. I didn't know what I needed to do in high school. And so all of the response has been very, very positive. I gave some very detailed surveys to those educators and parents so that they could give me feedback in terms of, you know, what the value of this is to them, you know, both from a pricing standpoint and also from the standpoint of, you know, what would you do with it? How would you use it? And so, and every indication has been is that this is something that there is a market for, that people want to go ahead and actually see this come to fruition. With regard to the comic book, I actually tested it on 353 kids. Okay, and so the feedback that I got from the kids was outstanding. A lot around, some kids had never read comic books before, which is amazing because the generation that I grew up in, that was not necessarily the case. But of those kids, 37% actually came back and said, hey, I would like to know more information about this particular occupation, which is being a software engineer, which I think is outstanding, because what the comic book was intended to do was to expose and stimulate interest. Okay? 53% of those kids that read the comic book said that they felt that they knew more about the occupation after reading the comic book. So again, the goal of the comic book, exposure and stimulating interest, it looks like it would be a good way to go ahead and do that based on the preliminary results that I got back from some of my surveys of those kids that actually read the comic book. And so I actually had summer science programs that actually went ahead and tested the comic book on kids that were coming in for a summer math class or a summer science activity. And so they provided a lot of feedback. I also found teachers around the country initially, and not only in this country, but in other countries, that would go ahead and allow their kids to go ahead and read the comic book and provide some feedback. So from my standpoint, the feedback on the comic book has gone very, very well. The music, I have not had as much testing with, but I will say I had a young lady that runs a STEM organization for girls. And so during a STEM event, she actually played the music and did the activities. I was actually present, and I watched how the kids had fun with the activities. And so I do believe it can be a good way to get students involved and engaged without necessarily talking down to them or telling them you need to be good at this just because. And so on all of the products that I've had, at least up to this point, the feedback has been very, very good. And so part of what I'm hoping will happen as a result of this particular show is that the word will get out a little bit more. More people will come to the website. They'll ask for more information. Some of them may purchase, but they'll look around and see how they could possibly use those particular tools either for their son or daughter or in their school.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I dare say, make sure that you get on the mailing list, you know, leave a comment so that you are in the lifestyle learning database so that you can get the updates and alerts when the new and when the general release of these different products come out. Be the first, you know, be on the leading edge, be ahead of all the other parents and the other competition to make sure that your child has the best and the most opportunities. And a word you use that is so important is exposure, because if kids are only exposed to doctor, lawyer, entertainer, and athlete, then that's what they aspire to. They're thinking that that's the only way that they attain the type of lifestyle that you're talking about. But we've got to keep reiterating that people come into STEM fields, technology, in the high 80s and 90s, and then, $100,000 or six-figure salaries are not unheard of in the IT industry, for example, but they have to be exposed. You can talk to I remember there was a video not too long ago where they interviewed young people about 10 years old, and they asked them, do you know what a coder or a programmer does? And the kids were completely stumped. They had no idea. And then I talk to sometimes the parents, and they hear about technology or IT, and their first response, well, I'm not into coding. And when you start to share that there's other roles that make up the team in order for that code to work and to support that code, is even eye-opening for the parents. So in order to, like I said, help our young people for the future, even the parents have some bringing themselves up to speed, and it's great having websites like this to make it, a family opportunity for both the parents to be aware and then to expose the kids. So, again, I'm so excited that, the opportunity, thanks to social media, that we were able to connect. You know, I wanted you to maybe, if there's a call to action you would have for our audience, because we have both parents, we have college students or those young professionals who have come out and still trying to feel their way around, and then we even have professionals in maybe in other professions that are transitioning and looking at, the STEM area. So what kind of call to action do you have? How can they help you? We want to help you in any way we can.
Sure. Well, first of all, I would say, we have to continue to go ahead and put focus on the fact that many of our young people are not interested in math and science. Okay, we have to continue to put the focus on that, whatever and however we can. And I would say that if you're a teacher, if you're an instructor, if you're a parent, if you're a facilitator, if you work with youth, then you want to continue to do some things that get them involved and get them exposed in careers based on science, technology, engineering, or math. One of the things that we find out via research is that there are two people that are the most important in influencing a young person. One is a passionate educator. So if you're a teacher of math or science or engineering or technology, your passion is the conduit to a young person having that same passion. The second person is a parent. If a parent is taking that sort of viewpoint and shows that passion and is giving their young person opportunities to be exposed to STEM, whether it is summer science camps, whether it is buying them educational comic books, educational music, whether it's taking them on field trips so that they can see some of this stuff, the two people that are most influential in a young person's life around careers and in academics is going to be a passionate teacher and a parent. And so I would say that if you fit either one of those criteria, then continue to work on opportunities for your young person around STEM, STEM occupations, STEM concepts. Recognize the fact that they're young. And so one of the things that we do accidentally is most kids get assessed when they're in the middle school in terms of what they want to do in terms of being a career. They take the ACT battery of 100 questions. The questions typically ask, what do you want to do? What do you like to do? Well, most kids that have only been on Earth since 11, they're going to always say they want to do the fun stuff. They're not going to say that they want to do anything that's hard or difficult. And so they'll never get exposed to some of that stuff unless you give them a reason for it. So I would say probably the biggest thing that could help our kids and then help innovators like me that are trying to bring new tools to the table is to seek out some of these new ways. YouTube is a good place to look for people that are doing things and they're shooting videos of it. I would say, you know, there are events that typically get held. The USA Science and Engineering Fair, which happens every 2 years in D.C., is a hands-on event where you can go ahead and take your child and they will be 600-700 or so different hands-on items that they can actually do and have fun with for kids of all ages. So I would say definitely take the opportunity to expose your young person or other young people to opportunities by whatever means that's necessary that you think will capture their attention.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'll let you kind of share with our audience, you know, we have the website, and any other way for them to get in contact or stay connected with you via the various social media platforms.
Sure. So I have a Facebook page. I also have a Twitter account. I do quite a bit of tweeting. I've got a blog on my website. I've got a Google Plus page. And so all of these things are a way to go ahead and keep up with what's going on. You can also email or contact me directly at pgamble, P-G-A-M-B-L-E, at lifestyle-learning.com. But I try to be very consistent about putting out messages about STEM events and trying to highlight through my social media accounts other people that are doing good work in the space. You know, one of the things that's the hardest to do is to sometimes get recognized. And so there are a lot of other folks other than just myself that are trying to bring new products and new tools to the table to help our kids learn and get interested. And so, but definitely you can keep up with me by going to my website. You can email me directly. You can take a look at any of my social media venues. I've also got a YouTube channel as well where I've got videos of various concepts and products and some other things. And so there are numerous ways to go ahead and keep in touch with me. I respond to emails very promptly. I'm a very good email person. But first and foremost, go to my website and look around. Leave a comment. Let me know if this is something that you think is important to your young person. Let me know if it's something that you want to be involved in. Let me know if you want, if you're an educator and you want to actually test some of these materials in your class, let me know. Reach out to me.
Absolutely, absolutely. And let them know if you heard about it on Technology Espresso. We are so excited. This, as you know, this is what our platform is about, trying to amplify and cross-pollinate information for people to know about these resources that people are creating and providing. And this is just very, very exciting. And I'm just excited because it was just by happenstance. And you reaching out to myself via LinkedIn, a great networking tool, and us connecting. And it took a little bit of back and forth, but here we are talking about it. And for me, it's even exposure to what you have to offer, and just really excited about looking how the application, when it rolls out, and then the comics. I know you've done one career field, but you're looking at expanding that. What are some of the other areas that you look to expand the comics?
So sure. So the first one that I chose was software engineering because it was one of those that had a lot of forecasted needs, and there were some people that didn't necessarily know or were as interested in it. But I'd also like to do some on biomedical engineering. I'd like to do some on aeronautical engineering, petroleum engineering. So those hot STEM fields. The other thing that I want to do with the comic is make sure that people understand the comic book is designed for boys and girls. This is actually the second version of this comic book. The first version was very male-centered. I let some young ladies go ahead and read the comic book, and they said that we will still read this comic book if it's not about a strong female character, if you make some changes. I made some changes. The comic book went from 20 pages to 36 pages. And so I also want to do comic books that revolve around different main characters, women, African-Americans, Latinos, Hispanics. I wanted to be all-inclusive because we all learn differently, but we want to be able to identify in people that look like us and struggle the way some of us go ahead and struggle. So I would like to do a comic book on all STEM careers, and then maybe branch out to non-STEM careers as well. But one of the things that makes that possible is if I can get the word out enough and I can get people to actually buy the product that I've developed. When you're a small company, and I'm a company of one, you don't really expand the products that you're offering unless the products that you have developed and are selling are actually moving in the pipeline. So I have had feedback from kids and feedback from parents, and definitely there are other careers in engineering, like I said, biomedical engineering, aeronautical engineering. Those are, again, some engineering careers that maybe there are not as many women, maybe there are not as many African Americans or Latinos. And so I want to focus on some of those where they don't have kids in particular areas and bring those to the forefront.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the things that we always emphasize, too, is that why is it important? Yes, it's not only for your income and your lifestyle, but you have to realize that we want to be at the table because there's decisions being made that impact our environment and our health and welfare and well-being and long-term, you know, even us having access to the new innovations, whether it's around health, the atmosphere, all of those things. We want to have representation and have points of view and have decision makers and thought leaders in those areas. So it's important. It's important to our current generation as well as our future generations. There's important decisions that are being made. There's legislation that's being made again, it affects our health and well-being. So and all that aside, because I'm, 30 years deep into technology, IT career field, I really love what I do. And that's ultimately, people finding what their passion is. I love problem solving, and I love that aspect of, taking something, breaking it down, and then finding the solution and building that solution and seeing it being used. The return on investment, immediate gratification. I love it. So, these are career fields, not just for a paycheck. These are things that people are passionate about, and that's why people who are passionate, they build things like lifestyle learning. Clearly, it's something that you enjoy. Otherwise, you wouldn't be, trying to share and get others to get into this area. So I just wanted to add that my little testimony there as well. But again, we love what you're doing, and want you to know that our microphone is open to you anytime. We want you to come back and keep us updated as you are rolling out the new products and they're available to others, and even having some of your success stories come back and give us updates. So I just want you to know that this is hopefully one of many conversations that we'll be having with you.
Well, thank you very much for asking me to come on the show and helping getting the message out about lifestyle learning and STEM in general. Unfortunately, there's not enough that we can say that we need to get our young people involved in this for not only the reasons that you and I have mentioned, but there are other reasons too as well. Every parent wants their young person to do better than what they did. That's the hope and the prayer for every parent, is that their child will be independent, grow up, and they will do better than what they did. And so that's not necessarily a guaranteed case. And so, any information that I can give that will help young people along the way, whether it's talking to someone, having a conversation, maybe presenting at a conference, or providing a tool, that's what I'm trying to do. And I see you all as trying to help that mission too as well. So again, thank you for having me on the show and on the podcast. And I hope to be on here with an update, that I'm ready for beta testing and this is how some things have gone in the near future.
Absolutely, absolutely. So thank you again to our special guest, Paris Gamble of Lifestyle Learning. That's lifestyle-learning.com. go on the website, click around, leave comments, make sure you get on the mailing list, reach out to him, see how you can either help or how you could be a part of some of the beta of the great products that he's putting out. I want to thank you and say continued success, and we will definitely be in touch. And thank you to all of our listeners. As always, stay in touch.
Hello, Tech Espresso listeners. Did you know that Technology Espresso is more than just a STEM talk radio platform? Here at Technology Espresso, we are about putting talk into action. We have extended our platform to include an interactive STEM portal called Tech Expectations. We want to help get you motivated and inspired. Tech Expectations can be the tool you need to help you connect with the resources to execute your vision. So visit our portal at www.techexpectations.com. That's www.techexpectations.com. And start exploring your options today.
You have been listening to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio.
For a full list of our podcasts, social media handles, and upcoming shows, visit our web portal at www.technologyexpresso.com.
Join our text club and get monthly alerts of upcoming events and initiatives. Text the phrase "Full Steam Ahead" to 41411.
Financial support and donations of any denominations are welcome. Your contributions help us sustain and reach underserved communities who benefit from the many programs, role models, and technologists that we showcase.
Thanks to our sponsors, partners, and thank you, our listeners. And remember, we encourage you to listen, learn, leverage, launch.
Entrepreneur. Thank you so much for your support of great programming like this one at Technology Espresso. Are you a corporate professional ready to leap and start a business but do not know exactly how to separate yourself in the marketplace? Or maybe you're a small business owner struggling to get the word out about your amazing business. Well, I want to help you do just that. My creative marketing agency has the unique ability to market your products and services in such a way that your clients and customers will be more than attracted to you. We help you build credible visibility through digital storytelling that is personal yet professional. We create amazing websites, social media marketing campaigns, and much, much more. If this sounds like what you've been looking for, I want to talk to you. Give me a call at 404-796-8858. That's 404-796-8858. Once again, 404-796-8858. Look forward to talking to you soon. Shawn Thomas, the Entrepreneur.